you know Tim Cheesebrow? He's an up-and-coming Americana artist, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and he's got a show Saturday, October 4th at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Minnetonka at 7:30 p.m. And you'll be playing songs from your CD, I would imagine.
The album is called Home in the Heartland, and it's all about starting a family in Minnesota. And, you know, because they tell you to write what you know, and that's what I know right now. And
is there a certain type of subject matter that you like to write about?
I'd say most of my subject matter is geared towards trying to find ways to be hopeful about life and things. Because I think there's so much negativity out there. It's kind of refreshing to have some songs that aren't all about angst and woe. I think a good example of that would be Open Wide, talking about the realization that that the more you're able to love people, the greater your capacity to love people.
When my heart is open wide, there's a stillness in my mind. I ignore those words that would weigh another's worth and can hold the world inside.
Not everything was under control when you made this CD. Like, you didn't know what you wanted on Minnesota Rag.
No, I didn't. And fortunately, that's why I went and hired really good people. And Mark Anderson was one of those. I gave him the option of doing whatever he wanted on Minnesota Rag, and he sent me back a track that was just labeled Junk. And I wasn't quite sure what that meant until I listened to it and learned that what he had meant was, this is all the junk in my kitchen that I am just hitting together. And it sounds absolutely amazing because he's such a talented percussionist, but it was a fun surprise for us.
So it was basically almost like having a found object percussion track.
Yeah, and for a rag tune, it was just perfect.
Tim Cheesebrow at the Minnetonka Unitarian Universalist Church. That's October 4th at 7:30 p.m. And he's bringing bass player Matt Blake and pianist Kevin Gastange. The web address is cheesebrowmusic.com. Tim, what's a song from your CD you're really behind and you know you'll be playing at the concert?
We're going to perform one of my songs, The Greatest Divide. And it's about the idea that sometimes the greatest divide that we have is between who we are right now and who we would like to become. And the only way to cross that or to get there is to realize that it's the other people in your life that really hold you up and make that possible for you. I think it's a good message. You know, we're all in it together.
When I'm feeling stressed, I try to think of how I'm blessed, close to those I love the best, in the heartland of the Midwest. Wherever I might go, there's one thing that I'm sure, is when it comes to life, we're all in it together.
More information about the show at cheesebrowmusic.com.
Between who we are and who we want to be, we're gonna need some help to get to the other side. Good thing I got you, and you always got me.
Twin Cities Weekend is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.